Hi, and welcome to the Louise Fitzgerald podcast. This week, I wanted to dive a little bit deeper into something that I talked about on Instagram the other day. I was driving down this road. It was actually to do with the podcast because I got a new computer and all the tech wasn't working, and I had to drive to the other side of Sydney to get seemingly the last cord in Australia that connects the microphone to the computer. But I was following the GPS, and I don't know if you've ever had this, but like you don't know where you're going, and you take the turn and it says at the next roundabout, keep going down this road. In the next 300 meters, keep going. And it's this strange feeling because you're sort of thinking, aren't I meant to turn off here at some point? Like, when am I still going in the same direction? Did I put the wrong thing in the GPS? It starts to feel like you're not kind of going anywhere. And as I was driving, it reminded me of this feeling that sometimes we think a journey that we're going on looks a certain way, and then it doesn't, and then it can feel like it's wrong. And it also really ties into this thing about timelines, which I want to chat about, because I think one of the biggest things that stresses us out, that's really hard to say, stresses us out, is timelines, like feeling like we have to be further along, but that the journey isn't how we felt it should be. And it's really, really tough stuff. So I do want to dive into that. But the first thing that I wanted to chat about, like around, I suppose, healing specifically, but healing can really tie into these outcomes you want, right? So whether this is a fertility journey, whether this is meeting a partner, whether this is a kind of success you want, whether this is buying a house. I trained in this healing modality that has been tested in labs on rats, and it's been tested on COVID, but a lot of the tests they've done have been on cancer. And the really interesting thing about the healing modality is that the tumors got worse, like every single time, before they got better, like worse in a way that it looked like it wasn't working. And because they were able to persist, the outcome was that then the rats went into remission. So, I mean, there's so much I could talk about this method. It's called the Bengtson Healing Method. Bill Bengtson is the teacher of it. And it's just so amazing. And it does so many other things. I used it on myself. I had a crazy cholesterol spike out of nowhere. And it was like crazy, was able to bring my cholesterol down lower than it had ever been. Like, I'm talking about 2009 levels that I had up until 2023, and then it spiked in this period. It went down lower than it was before 2009. So yeah, it's crazy the stuff that it can do. But anyway, that's going off on such a tangent. But basically, to say that sometimes healing gets worse before it gets better. And it's so important to understand that on your own healing journey, because we can feel like something isn't working and then can feel really fed up about something. But if you can keep in mind that sometimes things will look worse on the outside, it's because the healing is taking place. So healing doesn't look like we think it will, and our journeys don't always look the way we think they will. And if you're aware, if you have awareness of that, then it's not going to throw you as much when things aren't working. Take, for example, a relationship where a fight or a period of fighting a lot can seem like, oh my God, this is not working, we need to break up. But it just might be that this fight is absolutely essential in order for the relationship to shift and change and move into a direction that it needs to. It's bringing to the surface the things that need to go. So if you think about even, I know you haven't seen the visuals of the tumors that I'm talking about, but the visuals of these tumors, if you can imagine, it was like stuff was kind of coming up to the surface and then kind of cracking open and it, quite gross, but it gives you that visual of sometimes stuff needs to come to the surface in order to go. So I think it's just such an important thing for people to bear in mind. And particularly, you know, like if anyone's ever doing work with me, and I need to say this more often, that the crazy thing is that you might feel temporarily worse after seeing me. Sometimes people feel amazing. But sometimes in the few days that follow, I always tell people, like, drink lots of water, take lots of rest, because it's instigating what needs to go. It's bringing it to the surface. So even if you've seen me in the past and you're like, oh my gosh, like, I didn't feel that great afterward, that is why, because it was like the healing that took place brought to the surface what needed to go. So then you process it separately and then it moves on. And so this kind of like is, I mean, these are sort of two separate topics in a way, but I think that they're intertwined, because then in our life, this looks like, you know, why haven't I met a partner yet? Or why aren't I pregnant yet? Or why can't I find a house yet? Or why haven't I got that promotion yet? We have this idea of how things need to look. And there's so many reasons why, you know, this is happening for someone, and they deserve their own podcast episodes. Of course, if you are interested in those topics, I do probably already have articles and things I can share with you, but I will go into detail with anything that you're particularly interested in around these timelines. But it's just to say that we don't always know why something's happening. And I'll give you like a concrete example. So I was single for such a long time, you know, like dating, putting myself out there and having sort of reasonably long relationships and then big gaps. And I was wondering, you know, why haven't I met someone? Why isn't this happening? And, you know, I was working on myself all the while and putting myself out there. And it was like, this was one area where I couldn't control the outcome. So this might be really relatable to you if you're like, you know that, okay, I apply myself in my career and I can see this outcome, or I go and exercise and I feel better. Like, there's these clear outcomes, and dating is just not one of those things. And, you know, even something like house hunting, it's not one of those things. You can't control the market. You can't control what houses are available. You know, and at that point in time that you're purchasing, you can't necessarily control your borrowing power, right? The bank is dictating that for you based on your current circumstance. So it's actually funny, because these are kind of quite similar examples, right? So what I want to say is that with this, I feel that there was a part of it for me where I was not ready. And there was a lot of growth that I had to do, even though I thought that I was ready, but I needed to go through some more experiences, date certain people, to work more on my growth again, even though I felt that I was ready. And it was, in hindsight, I realized that I wasn't. And then there was another really, really interesting piece where I believe, like intuitively and zooming out from the situation, my partner wasn't ready too. So now in hindsight, he was going through his own healing journey. And again, I can go into so much more detail in another episode about this, but it's very obvious what was happening in our parallel lives, where we then met at a time that was right for both of us. And so I couldn't control that outcome. Now, house hunting, so similar, right? If there's the house that is like going to be the most right one for you, you don't want to end up buying the one that is wrong for you. But that house has to have that owner be ready to sell it so that it is available for you. Now, this is not to say there's only one suitable partner for you and one suitable house for you, but you can see how sometimes we don't have control over the other energy that's coming into play in the situation. And so when we think that things need to look a certain way, we're not zooming out and seeing the full picture. So that's when we need to look at, okay, what's within my control, what's out of my control, And then with that, I'm going to practice surrendering and releasing that which isn't within my control. So I am going to continue to put myself out there. You know, if you're single and you're wanting to meet someone, I'm going to continue to put myself out there, because if I don't, then how can the right person find me? I'm going to continue looking for this house, because if I don't, I'm going to miss, you know, the properties that are available this Saturday or whenever, you know, property hunting happens in your country. But in Sydney and in Australia, it's on Saturdays. If I don't turn up, then how am I going to find that house? You know, I haven't found this job yet, but is this showing me that I need to change career paths? So sometimes it's showing us something. Is there a course that I need to do? Is there some growth that I could attend to? If not, maybe it's just like, I'm waiting for this job that is right for me. The person that's currently in the role is trying to get pregnant, and when they do, they're going on mat leave, and that is my job. You can see how if you zoom out, there's things that are beyond what you can see physically in front of you. And some things too, you know, I want to just quickly talk about like an experience of someone that I know that they were going through difficulty in a job, and for them, I believe the growth that needed to happen was that they needed to leave the job that they were in, even though that was difficult, without another job, because it was something to do with their own personal growth. Now, I've actually been in the same situation where I was in a toxic job with a toxic manager. And I was trying to get out for so long and it wasn't happening. And I ended up just quitting without anywhere to go, because it was very much part of my growth and me trusting myself and knowing that it was going to be okay. And then it was like, it was crazy how quickly then things happened after that. So I've hopefully given you enough concrete examples here that you can see that sometimes things don't look the way we think that they should look. Healing's not linear. Our path is not linear. Like, it's not going to be like anyone else. I've got friends that met someone, you know, in high school, they're still with them, or people that met someone shortly after and then they've had kids and then they're divorced and then they've remarried. Like, everyone's path looks so, so different. And yours will too. But sometimes it's so difficult when we're in it to see that it could look a different way. Yes, so much information there. I hope that was really, really helpful. Please share this with anyone that you think would love it as well. And rate and review. Leave me a review for the podcast, because it helps me reach more people, and I would love to grow this podcast and reach more and more people. And was there something that jumped out today that really resonate with you? Let me know. hello@louisefitzgerald.com.au, or you can find me on Instagram @louisefitzgerald.com.au. Let me know if there's a question you have, a topic you want me to go deeper into, because I absolutely can. And if you're looking for personalized energy healing work around, you know, your dating journey, starting a business, your career, you know, pivoting, making decisions, book a session with me. You can book an energy healing, or you can book an intuitive guidance session. I believe the links are here, but you can find my website, louisefitzgerald.com.au. And I've helped so many people on their journeys when they're stuck, when they're not motivated, when they don't know where to go, when they're feeling like, oh my God, why haven't I met someone yet? Why is this not happening? This is the kind of stuff that I love to help people with. So yeah, please reach out. We can chat a little more to see what would be right for you. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you, or chat to you, on the next episode.